This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Richard Oswald, president of Carlinville Winning Communities, and Nan Rule, the director and event chairman for the 4th of July celebration that's coming up. Richard, we're going to start off with you and about winning communities, Carlinville Winning Communities. What is it and sort of what do you do?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization and we've been in existence now for, we're finishing our fourth year. And we exist really just to enhance the quality of life here in Carlinville for residents and local folks. We've gotten even beyond that and gotten into some countywide initiatives. But our focus has, at least in the beginning, is on and has been on Carlinville. And I guess our mission is really, as we look at it, is to, you know, we have a storied past here in Carlinville with a lot of the history here. So we focus on celebrating our past, cooperating in the present. And I think that's really important, just working together. We put our differences aside, we cooperate today. And the whole idea is to be more competitive down the road in the future. So we think, or attempt to think, I guess, long-term in our initiatives. What can Carlinville be? What can we become? It isn't about what's happening necessarily just today. You know, we've got a couple of businesses that are transitioning either from Carlinville to another community and still keeping their core here. But how do we think long-term for our kids, our next generation coming up, to be able to raise a family just like we have here in Carlinville?
How is your membership comprised? How does one become a part of Winning Communities?
Okay, well, that's we're still kind of figuring that one out ourselves. We have a director of 15 board members, but we really operate on volunteers. So decisions are made at the table with the directors. In fact, we have open meetings. We meet the fourth Monday or Thursday. Fourth Monday of every month at the chamber. We have open meetings, and anyone is invited. In fact, that's how we get some of our volunteers, is people just start showing up, and they want to get on board with either one of the initiatives or one of our seven goal areas, either entices them or interests them. And then they're on board. So it gets back to volunteers. One of our initiatives actually that we're working on right now, some of our members thought that it'd be probably more effective to have a clearinghouse for volunteers to get involved in Carlinville, not just with Winning Communities, but with the food pantry or with some of the churches or even Take It to Town, you know, a very successful event that one of the local churches puts together every year. So one of the things that's come out of Winning Communities is the Carlinville Volunteer Alliance, where we meet once a month as well. A lot of meetings, but we meet once a month. It's all about communication, and we work together on where we need people. So that's one of the things we're working on right now.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done in the past and currently are working on.
One of our actually initial projects was to work on a bike trail connecting Loveless Park to Beaver Dam State Park, and we have written for grants over that over the last two of the last 4 years. That grant is going to be funded again this year. We got our paperwork in. The city of Carlinville aldermen and mayor have unanimously supported that again. So we're waiting to hear. We should hear, I think, sometime early spring on that, how we did. We've got, you know, the engineering work's all been done. We're ready to roll on that. So we've been raising funds for that. One of the ways we've raised money for that is through a biathlon that we put on. It was just last week. I had another successful biathlon event where we draw people from all over the state and Missouri. One of the other things we're working on is, well, we have a beautification team. There's really no specific project other than to keep not just the downtown area, but we focus on the downtown area, keeping it looking good. And I have to tell you, I'm really proud of these guys. They work hard, especially on a day like today. They'll be out there doing their gardening and picking up trash and just a fantastic job. I don't know that the square's ever looked better. We also have a social services team, which has successfully put together a website with the assistance and partnership of Pete Duncan at Macoupin County at the courthouse. And on the Macoupin County website, you can go on there onto the website and basically click on any social services provider of any kind within Macoupin County. and get their contact information, a discussion of the services that they provide. I think it's going to be very beneficial. I know it has been beneficial already. And one of the other things we're talking about is we're discussing broadband options, alternatives for business and residential customers in Carlinville being wired for the future. And whatever that's going to look like, we're having those conversations. And then I would say, I got to throw Standard Edition in there because I'm proud of those guys. Rich history. I think we're in our, within about 1916, Standard Edition started. So we're in that 100-year area. They're just trying to get the neighborhood talking to each other. Organizing tours, organizing cleanups. They've got a program called Refresh where they've, everybody comes out from all different organizations and the homeowners and the tenants down there, and we just clean up. We pick a street and we clean up. We had another successful one of those in April. And then really what we're coming up on is the Carlinville Independence Day celebration. This will be our second annual celebration. And we were wowed by the turnout last year, and we're planning an even bigger and better one this year.
As Richard alluded to, the 4th of July celebration coming up in a very short period of time after the airing of this program. And Nan Rule will ask you about the 4th of July celebration, which will actually be held on July 2nd. What's going to go on?
Well, we hope that it's a bigger and better event this year. We will start at 4:30 this year. Gates will open. Admission is free. However, we do have the military support group that will be at the gate, and if you can make a donation, we are asking that you do so. There is a list of items that they can use, and we would very much appreciate it if people would bring something that they can donate to the military support group. The trucks will be out at the gate to take those donations. And then we have the Lions Club parking cars this year. We have the Rotary helping with bounce houses. We have more food vendors this year. We will have two bands. We have Rockin' Chair, which is out of St. Louis and was there last year. They'll perform from 4:30 to 7:30. And then after the fireworks, we'll have another band, Bandwidth Men in Heat Horns out of Staunton. And they'll perform from approximately 9:30 to 12:30. So the beer tent will be open all day and evening. The moose will be frying fish and having French fries with that. They have the pavilion with the soccer boosters, pork burgers, etc. We have shaved ice and lemon shakeups. Imagine Rural Arts is going to have a craft project for the children. And we have the K-9 unit from the Sheriff's Department that will be putting on a demonstration, as well as the fire department bringing their new fire truck. And then we also have aerial photography from the Carlinville area that will be on display. So we're very excited. We're very appreciative of all the donations that have been made. We would not be able to put this on without the community's help, and they've been very forthcoming. We also have a You Caring page, which allows for you to make a donation online, and that's on our Facebook page if you would like to make a donation, and we'll take donations after the event is over as well, so that we can put this on next year. And we have a bigger fireworks display this year. Joey Naples again will be putting that on for us. We'll start about dusk, 9:05, 9:10, and we expect it to be as good, if not better, than it was last year. So please come on out. It is free admission, and we want to see everybody out there and enjoying themselves on July 2nd. Again, from 4:30 to 12:30, if you want to stay that long.
And last year, as you say, was very successful after fireworks hadn't been in Carlinville for a while. But for maybe somebody who has not attended or didn't know this is going on, the seating is how? Do you bring your own seating, or how is the seating?
Both. We have the grandstand open, so you'll be able to sit in the grandstand and the bleachers that are on each side of the grandstand, as well as bringing your own chairs or just a blanket to sit on. And there will be an area where those people that cannot get out of their car can come into the event and sit in the car because they can't get into the grandstand. So we will have that available, but that's very limited.
Nan Rule, Richard Oswald, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.